Are you a hedgehog or are you a fox? Believe it or not, the difference between the personalities of a hedgehog and a fox, as described by Isaiah Berlin and Jim Collins, may be the determining factor as to whether a classroom is average, good, or great. Let me first begin by telling you the story of the hedgehog and the fox. The story begins as a fox waits in silence along the trail, looking to attack the hedgehog at the opportune time. The fox is crafty and sneaky. He attempts to know many dissimilar things and continually devises new plans to attack the hedgehog. The fox sees his next opportunity and jumps from his hiding place and darts towards the hedgehog. The hedgehog, a simple, humble, and wise creature, senses danger, sees the fox, and thinks to himself, "Here we go again. Will he ever learn?" The hedgehog contracts into a prickly sphere and the fox halts his advance, retreating into the forest to devise his plan for the next day. Day in and day out, while the fox attempts his next and even more elaborate plan, the hedgehog remains successful by staying true to its one proven plan of action. From this point, the human race is divided into two distinct categories, hedgehogs and foxes. Foxes view the world as a very complex place, seeking many ends to several questions. Hedgehogs, on the other hand, simplify a complex world into one basic concept and idea. The difference between a good classroom and a great classroom lies in the classroom's personality as a fox or a hedgehog. The hedgehog concept is a way of transforming a complex world into a simple model. Though Jim Collins' ideas were originally written for the corporate world, the core values of the hedgehog concept can be applied to any organization, including schools and classrooms. To help explain how a teacher modeled a hedgehog concept in her classroom, I interviewed first-year teacher Sybil Stevenson, whose class is currently developing their hedgehog concept. Mrs. Stevenson, what exactly is the hedgehog concept?
Well, the hedgehog concept is an initiative based on three questions. Picture these three questions in three overlapping circles. Our answers from the three questions must overlap with one another. And when one answer can fit into the center of these three overlapping circles, we have our hedgehog concept. Everything we do in the classroom, from rules to recess, must agree with our hedgehog concept.
Why did you implement a hedgehog concept in your classroom? Has it ever been attempted before? Why would a business strategy help a classroom?
A hedgehog concept is a goal of disciplined thinking. Instead of running a classroom or a school with different rules and policies based on mood or whatever you think of in the shower that morning, the room will be guided through the classroom's overarching theme. A hedgehog concept is never set in stone, but it's always evolving. And businesses, classrooms, and schools are complicated places, but they need to be simplified. If something does not relate to our hedgehog concept, then it is not in our classroom.
What do these three questions ask?
Well, the first circle asks a classroom, what are we deeply passionate about? Why are we here? The second circle asks the classroom, what can we, as a third grade class, do best in the world? Or best in the city or state? The third and final circle asks, what is our resource engine or the rewards that encourage us to drive towards superior results? It is easy to come up with an answer, but in order for the hedgehog concept to be real, the whole classroom must be involved in finding the answer to these questions. They must be honest.
Well, what does a third grader feel he or she could be the best in the world at doing?
We can be the best 9 and 10-year-old scientists, mathematicians, readers, and writers in the city. We can be the friendliest and most polite class in our school. The list is endless.
And what would drive a third grader's resource engine?
Well, things like confidence, rewards, and fun experiments. Many of these resources will develop as we go.
Well, what if the hedgehog concept does not work in class?
I believe that the hedgehog concept is a very realistic theory. As a class, we agreed that we would attempt to be the youngest group in the United States to find a hedgehog concept. And if we believe in a realistic goal, we will be successful.
Thank you. The preceding comments were based on the book, Good to Great, Why Some Companies Make the Leap and Others Don't. That was Mrs. Stevenson, a third grade elementary teacher from Ohio, explaining how a hedgehog concept can be applied into a classroom setting.